Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep, it's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing!
What?
Get out of here!
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Howdy and welcome to the diary. Yep, another one. Can you believe it? It's hard to believe. I know, right? Like anything that's hard to believe, you look at it and you go, man, is that true? And then you have to think about it and you go, yeah, you know what? It's hard to believe, but I think it's real. All right. So I wanted to do a follow-up. Last week, 2 weeks ago, I had an episode where I was talking about how Facebook just isn't doing it for me anymore. Hasn't for a long time. I find it just like laborious and heinous, and even when there's like positive things happening over there, I don't know what it is. It just feels like a big fake pile of poop, and I don't like it. Well, a bunch of you wrote in, and I thought I would share some of your thoughts and respond to these regarding what I said about Facebook a couple of weeks ago. Chad Aldrich wrote in and said, "You're not alone in your feelings about Facebook. 2.5 years ago, I quit Facebook cold turkey for exactly the same feelings you have now. It was one of the best decisions I have ever made." He also went on to say, "I feel that everything on there was a competition. The like button was one of the most socially destructive inventions I can think of. Our need for everything to be liked by as many people as possible made us feel greedy to get more, or transversely, others to feel less about themselves because they didn't get enough likes. It is an empty promise that elicits emotion in people, good and bad. The idea that Facebook was amazing at the beginning to reconnect with family and friends, however, is not that anymore, unfortunately. That's what I wanted it to be, but I was in the minority due to people's need to be liked." Chad. Chad, I think you make a good point. You could argue it's worse on Instagram or other places where, you know, influencers are borderline like people worship. They're treated like deities kind of. And what is that from? That's from perfect lighting, better cameras. It's not just people with their cell phones in the dark. It's, you know, pretty people doing the prettiest thing they can to look as pretty as they can and to make everyone think that they can be like that too. I don't know. That stuff's just starting to rub me wrong. So there's Chad's thoughts. Got one from Louis Loyo. He says, "Hi, Scott. I think the problem is that Facebook places ads every 5 posts. I've counted, and the ads don't look like ads. They're sneaky. They look like other posts you'd see from people you might follow. It's very, very easy to get confused between what real posts are from friends and stupid ads for a mattress. I'm almost out of Facebook because of this. Take care, Lewis." Sure, the monetization method of this social network and many like it is to sell ads, and that's how they make their money. But the frequency of ads is out of control. And if you want to see it where it's real bad, the aforementioned Instagram, also owned by Facebook/Meta, is a nightmare of ads, especially recently. I don't know what they did, but everything's an ad, like all the freaking time. And I hate it. So far, a lot of agreement here. Let's see if we get more from Charlie, who wrote in and says, "Holy ship. Was so glad to see the new episode pop on my player. I had finished TMS 2339. 2339. I didn't want to play the 824 episode since I wanted you and Brian in my ears for a Thursday commute. He says, I agree. I stopped Facebook years ago because I saw it was an outward projection of false reality. Reminds me of Troy McClure telling Marge how to sell real estate. There's the truth, shakes head and furrows brows, and then the truth smiles like Cheshire Cat and nods. I love that episode. Let's not talk about Uncle Phil and his cheese. He has issues. Facebook is not the salvation of humanity. Overall, I think it's okay to post sure, whatever, or new cheese discovery, yawn, whatever. I'd like to think your view is the reality. You see what you put on, you put on the glasses from They Live, then you have to take them off. And you see the superficialness of Facebook and refuse to forget the false duality of the platform. To anyone that might criticize your tweets about Van needs a psych evaluation and a CT scan. Best, Charlie. Well, thanks. I don't remember that what context was about Van and photos. I don't remember. Or something weird going on, but I don't remember what it was. I just got back from vacation. I'm kind of a little brain, in a good way, I'm a little brain dead, a little empty, you know? So whatever that story was about him, I don't remember. But thank you, Charles, a.k.a. Charlie, for your thoughts. Seems to be in a bit of agreement as well. All right, here's one. Gary Fisher, old friend of the program, wrote in, Hi, Scott. I'm kind of the reverse of you. I only subscribe to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pretty much only use Facebook. On the rare occasions that I open Twitter or Instagram, I wonder why I bothered. All of my friends and family are on Facebook, and the easiest way to swap a shift at work is through our private Facebook group. I don't doom scroll through any feed, though, or my feed, though. I just look at my notifications. I rarely post anything original. Mostly, I just comment on other posts. Well, recently, we got two kittens, so I posted some pictures of those. I've got my notifications curated, so the most things I only see I actually give a shit about, although I would like to filter and block all posts of Wordly and similar games, says Gary. I think he means Wordle. Sure. Like, see, this is the thing. I know that Facebook is a valuable resource for a whole lot of people. I'm just bummed that it's as good as we can get. Like, that this is where we are with it, because I think there's huge value in a central place where people can catch up with people they haven't seen for a long time. You know, the things that Facebook did well in those early days. It's just that stuff doesn't make them money. It's side stuff now to them. What makes them money is putting your eyeballs in front of ads and algorithmically feeding you ads that are based on what you say, what you browse, what you do on the platform and otherwise. And, you know, as a result of that, to me, it's not worth it. I could make a big email group of the people I want to talk to. I mean, that sounds like old school and a pain. Or, you know what? Discord groups are huge right now for me and family members and friends. I feel like we're going back to a little bit more decentralized idea of communication, and I'm kind of all for it. But I think Gary makes some good points here. Jiffy wrote in, says, Hey, Scott, I listen to a lot of the Frog Pants shows and have never written to you. However, your recent diary entry speaking about your specific Facebook woes got my attention. I happen to also have noticed a shift in tone of much of the content on Facebook. Whether the post is from a content producer, influencer, friend, or family member, I'm sensing a general change that goes beyond the content in a photo or a video clip being shared. It's like a smear on a lens, making everything feel just a little bit off or grimy or something. Dude, you are tapping into my head on this. This is exactly where I'm at. I don't mean actually dirty or distasteful content. Neither do I. I'm talking about that moment in a movie when the music hits a sour note and you have that uh-oh feeling that the plot is about to go sideways for the main characters. Like you, I also don't know how to explain it exactly. I think you're doing a really good job. You're doing a better job than me. It says, but when I'm noticing something, or I am noticing something with the service, friends' photos look like they're trying to prove what a great time they had or how happy they are, but it just looks like a little forced, a little touch manic. Maybe it's an overcompensation. Everyone's trying to pretend all the crazy has passed from the last couple of years. Anyway, wanted to share, had a few moments, and keep doing what you're, keep on doing what you're doing and sharing. It brightens things up in my world, and I suspect it does for others as well. I'm an artist, too, and I also feel better when I follow artists and geeks who are generally cool, nerdy, and utterly authentic people with gratitude and geekiness. Jiffy. Well, Jiffy, thanks. Jiffy's Instagram is Jiffetha. Am I saying that right? J-I-F-F-E-T-H-A. And, you nailed it. That's exactly how I feel. I was having a hard time articulating it, and I think that's the... he just did it for me. So well done. Okay, I got one from Tony, who's trying to not turn me around, but he has some thoughts. He says, I don't think I can necessarily turn you around on Facebook. I personally like the platform because it's the one place where I get to express my opinions, whether they be politics, news, entertainment, gardening, life, etc., in long form with people I actually know in meet space as well as family. I love Twitter for numerous reasons, but I don't really know people on there. I like commenting on YouTube videos, even though the comment system is horrible when the threads get long. But again, I don't know anyone there. Even though Facebook really shits the bed in terms of the timeline sticking to recent and not just flooding me with ads and group, or sorry, and also not flooding me with ads and group posts, I really do like to have the ability to have a long conversation with people that I post with. I like written conversations, and that is the place where I get them. Now for you, I imagine it's political shit that really grinds your gears. Not really. In fact, not at all. I mean, that stuff grinds my gears, but I can avoid all that. That's not a problem. So that's not really what's getting me. But anyway, he says, focus your stuff on the Tadpole group and so on. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Side note, I started doing Let's Plays because I'm super original at my almost 40 years of age. Hey, don't worry about it, dude. A lot of us are getting old. And wouldn't mind checking out this video clip I did with Hollow Knight of my playthrough. You guys can check it out as well. I'll tell you where to get it. Hold on. It is... The channel is Big T Plays Video Games, and he's got a good beard. This dude's got a beard, man, that is hard to deny. That's all your emails, though. Thank you all for sending them in, and for anyone who's I missed, I apologize. I know there were a bunch extras. Some were just way too long. Some were repeating what others said, but don't let that hold you back from sending in emails in the future. We'd love to hear more from you, or when I say we, I mean me. Because it's really just me here. Okay, I think that's going to do it for today. This was just really a follow-up episode, and we'll talk more in the future. I have a bunch of things to say about my trip. Some of that will come out on Skim and TMS and other sources, but I had a few things I saved for the diary, so watch for those in the coming days. And I don't know, I hope you're all doing all right. It's a weird week because it's short with the holiday here in the States. And... coming back after a 7-day vacation, which I never do, I just feel behind the eight ball on everything. So it's a lot of catching up, trying to figure out what the crap is up or down. And if you're having a similar situation, well, I just wish the best for you, you know? Okay. I'll see you guys next time right here on The Diary of a Cartoonist. Bye now. Oh, send your email, scott@frogpants.com. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.